Agutavach, Shavua Tov. Welcome back to our podcast, Mishnayos Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis. Hope you had a wonderful, uplifting, inspiring Yom Tov, Shavuos, Chag Matan Torah, Seinu, Kabbalah, Satorah. And here we are continuing the message, the theme of Shavuos by learning Torah, dedicating ourselves every day to Limud HaTorah by learning a Mishnah day. Thank you for joining us wherever you may be. We left off last week learning very important statements, maxims of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, as taught to us in Mishnah Tes, was the outstanding disciple of Hillel HaZaken. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the Tana responsible for helping transition Klal Yisrael from a time period when there was a Beis HaMikdash to the time period post the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his importance, as we've outlined in detail, was enormous. And that is Mishnah Tes. Mishnah Yud tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself had five outstanding disciples. Mishnah Yalef goes on to continue. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai outlines, details, and tells us what were the unique qualities, characteristic traits of each of those five disciples. And now Mishnah Yud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tells us who was the greatest of his students. However, it's not so simple because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai makes two statements. And the question is, are those two statements conflicting or do they work together? The first item that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai notes is that his greatest student was Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. And back in Mishnah Yalef, we learned that Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was a boor sid she'enu ma'abe tipa. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus had outstanding, phenomenal memory. He didn't forget a thing. The knowledge that he had stuck with him, and he was able to transplant and to pass upon that information to his Talmidim. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus had enormous breadth, his bikias, his extraordinary knowledge, and his phenomenal memory were key to his success. And here in Mishnah Yud Beis, it seems that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai understands that its breadth, its bikias, its extraordinary knowledge that seems to be the most important and outstanding quality of all of his five students, and thus Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus is that student. However, if you continue the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tells us that it wasn't Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus who was his most outstanding disciple, but rather was Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach. And if you go back to Mishnah Yud-Aleph, who was Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach and what was his outstanding trait? Kemayan HaMizgaber. He had a phenomenal ability to be mechadish. He was innovative, novel ideas, thoughtful creativity. Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach seems to be the Amkan, the Lamdan. And here you have two seemingly different characteristic traits which Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is telling us are the most outstanding. Is it Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus who celebrates breadth of knowledge, outstanding Yediyas HaTorah? Or is Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach who celebrates depth and Amkus and Lamdanus and deep insight and understanding? Rabbeinu Yonah notes that really these are not conflicting statements. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is telling us that when it comes to knowledge and yedius and memory, it was Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus who was his most outstanding disciple. However, when it comes to depth and insight and innovation, it was Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach who was his most outstanding disciple. And thus, according to Rabbeinu Yonah's way of learning this Mishnah, we have no conflict in the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but rather perfect synergy, that there are two types of students, and there's one student who has breadth, there's another student who has depth, and those are the two outstanding qualities necessary. And you can't have them all. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus had breadth, Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach had depth. However, many, many Mefarshei HaMishnah argue on Rabbeinu Yonah, including with the Ruach Chaim, Rabbi Chaim Yevalash, understands that there's an absolute machlokes here. And although we have not reconciled in this Mishnah which is better, you take a look in two Gemaras, and indeed, this debate as to whether breadth or depth is greater is really elucidated. The Gemara Meseches Horios notes that there's a very basic debate between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbah as to what is better, an Oker Harim, a Lamdan, somebody who's deep and innovative, or is it better to have breadth, or is it better to be somebody who is referred to as a Sinai? What's greater, Sinai or Oker Harim? And the Gemara says Rav Yosef was a Sinai. He had awesome, incredible breadth, similar to Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Rabbah was an Oker Harim. Rabbah had depth, innovation. Sholchu leTaman, the Gemara says, Eze mehen kodem, what is greater? Is it breadth greater, the world of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, or is depth greater, the world of Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach? And the Gemara concludes, Sholcholem Sinai Adif. It's greater to have breadth, outstanding, phenomenal memory, and an enormous amount of knowledge. D'amar mar hakol tzrichin l'mori chitaye. Everybody needs grain. And thus, when a person has a phenomenal memory, has a storehouse of knowledge, and is a yodeya safer to the extent that you're a Sinai, that solves the problem. And thus, it would seem that the debate which has not been resolved in our Mishnah, is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus greater, or is Rabbi Elazar ben Arach greater? A few generations later, the case has been solved, and we have concluded that Rav Yosef, who's a Sinai, is greater than Rabba, who's an Oker Har. But there's further proof to this as well, because the Tosfos says in Meseches Ervin and Daf Mem and Aleph, quoting the Ritzba, that any time you have a machlokus between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda, the halacha is like Rav Sheshes. And Tosuk explains the reason that we paskin like Rav Sheshes over Rav Chizda is because Rav Sheshes was a Sinai. He had enormous breadth, and he had such a vast, incredible amount of knowledge that defeats and that trumps the Oker Harim, who is Rav Chizda. Sinai, the Oker Harim, Sinai Adif, and therefore, when there's a machlokus between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda, we paskin like Rav Sheshes. So much so that the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadin in Archaim and Simon Kilf Lamed Vav in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah note that the halacha is that Shlishi on Shabbos should be given to the greatest Talmud Chacham in the Shul. But let's say you have two different types of Talmidei Chachamim. One who has phenomenal, enormous amount of knowledge, and the other person is somebody who is able to be mefalpel, who's deep and analytical and innovative. Who goes first? And the Prima Gadam says, Baal Hora, somebody who paskins halacha and knows the gamut of halachic knowledge, kodem la'alos la'toret la'talmir chacham, nefulpal ve'eno baal hara, mishum d'shesinai ve'okir harim, sinai adif. So you see the Prima Gadam paskins halacha la'maisa. If you're not sure who to give to the aliyah to, the Sinai or the Okir Harim, the Baal Hora or the mafalpel, the halacha is you give it to the Baal Hora because he has enormous amount of knowledge and breadth, defeats, trumps, and overcomes depth of knowledge. And thus, even though our Mishnah doesn't seem to reconcile, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai seems to note that Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, who's great, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who's great, and that machlokes, as the Ruach Chaim points out, is a machlokes of Sinai versus Oker Harim, and we don't have a reconciliation in our Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai as to who's greater, but nonetheless, we know from the Gemara Meseches Horios, Rabba and Rav Yosef, we paskin like Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef is a Sinai, Rab is an Oker Harim, and the same thing is true when there's a machlokas between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda. The halacha follows Rav Sheshes, who is a Sinai, over Rav Chizda, who's an Oker Harim. So it seemed to be that we have reconciled and come to a very fine conclusion that the Sinai breadth defeats depth. However, in the Marashak, the commentary of Shlomo Kluger on the Prima Gadim, he disagrees. He says that was all true thousands and maybe even hundreds of years ago. But today, when we have so much encyclopedic knowledge that's available in print, in Svarm, and today, Kol Shekein V'Kol Shekein on computers, no longer do we say that Sinai is Adif. Really, the depth and the deeper understanding, the analytical ability and the innovation, the creativity, the world of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach would be even more important, would be even more great than that of a Sinai. The truth is that both are correct, that it depends. It depends on who you are and what the person is about. Some people have phenomenal memories, they have the ability to understand and to be able to catch and to hold information. There are other people who are able to look at a piece and a text and have innovative, thoughtful, novel approaches. It depends who you are. Another way to look at it is it depends at what point in one's life we're talking about. The Gemara says in Meseches Ervin, that Rabbi Kiva had 5 outstanding disciples, but Rabbi Meir was the most outstanding disciple. But what was it about Rabbi Meir? And the Gemara says he was mafalpel, and he was deep, and he was thoughtful, innovative, creative, so creative that his students couldn't even understand him. But how did he reach that point? The Gemara says that he was in Rabbi Kiva's shir, and he didn't understand Rabbi Kiva. So instead, he decided that first he's going to learn by Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael had a phenomenal storehouse of knowledge, and once he would gain enormous, vast array of knowledge, then he would be able to understand the depth of Rabbi Kiva, and ultimately Rabbi Meir became that student. So it could be it depends what time and at what point in your life you're up to. At the beginning, maybe Bikiyos is more important. And only later, once you carry and understand and gain a vast amount of knowledge, you have Shas at your fingertips, you know Mishnayos, you know Shas, then you could start becoming a more innovative, thoughtful, and deep and understanding as to how to approach this question. So thus, in this Mishnah, although Rabbeinu Yonah seems to indicate there really is no machlokas, and there are two different qualities that the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, is teaching. Innovation is important, and when it came to the world of innovation, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was the most outstanding. And when it came to the world of breadth, really Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus is the most understanding. But again, the way the Ruach Chaim and other Mefarshei HaMishnah understand, there really is a debate here. And the debate is not solved in our Mishnah, but only in the Gemara and Maseches Horios, and the way the later Mefarshim understand, really breadth is greater, and that's why we paskin like Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, who had the element of Sinai as opposed to the element of Oker Harim, even though Rav Shlomo Kugar argues today and says things are different, once we have so much information available, times change, and thus one has to focus more on depth, analysis, innovation, and novel. But again, as we pointed out, the most important thing is knowing your strengths, knowing what you are good at, and knowing where you succeed. If it's in the world of memory, use that. If it's the world of novel innovation, use that, and we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the tools, the gifts that you have been given, but at the same time, try to expand your horizons as well. Have a wonderful, terrific week.